The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Jane McNulty is with us right now from the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra. Jane, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Happy Monday.
I'm doing good. Yeah, happy Monday on an audio glitch Monday. So what has been happening with the symphony?
Well, thank you for having us this morning. I really appreciate it. We are in the middle of our annual fundraiser, which is our Get Out of Jail Musician Sponsorship Campaign. So we are hoping to get people to help free our musicians. It's just a fun campaign that we do to help raise money for the orchestra. And so we're promoting that. And also we have a fun Halloween concert coming up. And so we want to let everybody know about that.
Now, tell us about that Halloween concert.
We are actually doing something a little different this year. We're going to be at Center for the Arts on October 30th. And it's a haunted chamber Halloween in music. So it'll have two halves. The first half is a string chamber, which is four to five musicians, and they'll do some fun Halloween things. And then the second half will be brass that'll be doing some creepy Halloween music. So it's fun for us. We're going to stage it in the round so you can sit in their audience seating, and we're also going to have raised seating on the stage. So it's just kind of a fun, different thing for us.
Now, have you guys ever done anything like that before?
Not at Center for the Arts. I think well before me, they did Halloween concerts, but we just thought, you know, we've partnered with Center for the Arts this year for a few things, and so we just thought it'd be fun to do something a little bit more intimate, and with humor. So we're excited.
And how do you go about getting tickets for that?
You go to tnphil.org. That's tnphil.org. And if you click on the Halloween poster, it'll direct you to tickets.
No, that's easy enough. And what are some of the tunes, some of the songs that you'll be playing on Halloween?
You had to ask me that one. Well, I think that the brass is doing the Toccata and Fugue, which is the one that I'm going to try to sing it. Da 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 da.
I know that one right there.
Thank you. but I think that sounds really cool to hear that done by a brass group. I mean, that'll be fun. So the other, I think there's some original pieces and the strings. I'm not really sure. That's kind of someone else's deal.
So again, that's going to be on Halloween night.
No, October 30th. We did not want to be on the square at those trick-or-treaters on the 31st. So we're doing it the night before so that parking is more available.
Yeah, the square is crazy. It's like a madhouse on Halloween.
But what fun, isn't it? Music coming out of the courthouse, it's a cool thing.
And I think that starts every year at around 3 mm-hmm. or so, goes on to 5 or 6, I don't recall.
I did it one year. I had my studio was down there, and to participate, you had to have like 3,000 pieces of candy.
If not more.
I mean, and that was 10 years ago, so I'm sure now it's more. But it was a lot of fun.
It's wild how many people show up for that. I mean, I remember in the very beginning, you had a smaller number, but then it grew each year. Yeah. It looked like by the thousands.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's cool. So again, to get tickets for the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra, to learn more about it, best place to start where?
tnphil.org, and all the information's there. And we're kind of in motion this year. We have an exciting announcement in December and another really cool thing we're doing next summer. And so if you can go on and go to the contact part and get on our email list, and I know people hesitate to do that, but we would just like to keep you updated because, like many nonprofits in this community, we are moving and shaking.
And there has been a lot happening for years with the orchestra. I mean, it has really grown, and it's cool to watch it.
Yeah, it is cool. And now we have this kind of fun fundraiser, this get out of jail thing. We do this every year, and if you go on the website, you'll see the musicians, and they need bail posted. You know, it's just kind of a fun thing to do, and we thank you with a reception. You'll meet them and some free tickets, and we're going to put your name and everything. So it's our concert master, Andrea Dawson. She's already been sponsored, but there are plenty of musicians still available, and it's just fun. You know, we need money like every other nonprofit. And, you know, I was, I'm gonna shift here a little bit. So I was thinking the other day about there are hundreds of nonprofits.
There are.
In Rutherford County. And thank you to WGNS for supporting as many as you do. But I came out of Kroger yesterday, and sitting there was a table, a mom, and two boys, and a bunch of popcorn. And, you know, so I went over and I said, what are you doing? They said, well, we're raising money for baseball camp. And I'll be honest, baseball's not my thing. But I sure as heck gave them a donation. I didn't buy the popcorn, but I gave a generous donation because I think even if music isn't your thing, this community is rich with activities, and all the nonprofits are just a reflection of people that want to give back. So it's a healthy thing, even if you're not into music, you know, throw us a cookie.
Yeah.
You know, because it's to have a professional orchestra right here in Murfreesboro is a rare thing. We're very blessed to do it. There's a lot of people working hard to make it happen, just like a lot of people that do beekeepers and that do gardening and that do Special Olympics. But we all have to work together as a community to help all of these nonprofits flourish, because that's important.
I agree totally. Again, Jay McNulty with us this morning from the Murfreesboro Symphony Orchestra. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, the website to get more information?
TNPHIL.org, TNPHIL.org. And thank you again for supporting the orchestra.
Sounds great. And sorry for you being on such a short time period this morning. We did not plan to run into audio glitches.
That's
this
all right.
Morning.
I will always take it. Thank you so much for your support.
Stay with us. More news and information coming your way next.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
I like water aerobics.
Margaret Ordobadian chose Adams Place.
It's been a great boon for my health to have water aerobics. The pool is a saltwater pool, and the instructors are all geriatric trained.
And then they have stretch and balance to help you keep from falling.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard.
Call Adams Place today at 615-904-9111.